me a mission. I got demons to slay. Communication major talking this way. Hi, I'm Dr. Iris. Thank you, Keith, for having me on your podcast and for addressing mental health on this platform. I am a licensed clinical psychologist and certified brain spotting therapist with a thriving private practice in California, and now am also offering therapeutic coaching. One of the reasons I am providing therapeutic coaching is that it allows clients to commit to themselves fully by working on their healing consistently, with a combination of working through almost daily modules via an app in combination with sessions, rather than only focusing on healing once a week or even less. You can find my website and services by looking up Authentic Wisdom Warriors, which is also the name of my app, on Apple and Google Play. I came into the field of psychology initially because I wanted to be in a helping field and make a living doing something I am passionate about. In the process, I got to figure out my own barriers, heal trauma, and resolve relationship patterns that were not working for me. My passion through this process has only grown stronger, since I want everyone to be able to tend to themselves and in turn tend to others in a way that they really want to and deserve. Anxiety, depression, and even just a general sense of feeling lost or dissatisfied are so common for people. Modern life often focuses on achievements and performance, being busy, multitasking, and consistently hustling can lead to a sense of pressure, anxiety, and depression. Many have also experienced some version of trauma throughout their life, which creates another layer of difficulty. A present moment focus is a powerful practice that can improve coping, regulates the nervous system, reduces stress, and improves a sense of well-being. If we want to feel like we're thriving and not just surviving, and like we're living into our full potential and living the life that we want, we have to be in tune with ourselves. We have to be able to be present. Who we really are, what our values are, our passions, our strengths, our limitations, what we need and want to feel cared for, and so on. But the problem can arise that we are often not actually in tune, but are reacting to our alarm system. So basically, we're often reacting to nervous system dysregulation, which can certainly feel like anxiety, and are in somewhat of a state of survival, even when we don't need to be. And again, when we are living like we're fighting to survive, we are not really thriving. To go into this concept a little further, our nervous system has two parts, the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system. When the sympathetic nervous system gets activated, we shift into a fight, flight, freeze, or fawn state. But this is supposed to get activated when we feel we are in danger. For most of us, it gets activated way more often than that because of unhealed wounds that are being triggered. Most of us have some unresolved wounds from previous abuse and/or neglect, and those unresolved issues can leave us with such fears as that we're not good enough, that we are shameful, embarrassing, or only deserve love if we perform to a certain expectation, or are not lovable at all. When any of those kinds of original triggers get set off, our alarm system gets triggered, and this can happen quite often. If you're not sure which unresolved wounds and messages are still taking over at times, you can go to the Authentic Wisdom Warriors app. The course materials are accessible to everyone, and there's a list of negative cognitions. You can go through these and you will see that you are at times living into messages that were given to you by other people, when you were younger or in previous unhealthy relationships that are actually not true and that are certainly no longer serving you. It is so uncomfortable for us when any of these messages show up. Let's even try this out right now. Think of a moment in your life where you felt a negative emotion like guilt, shame, anxiety, restlessness, or uneasiness. If you take a moment to connect with that memory and feel that uncomfortable feeling, you can immediately feel how much you want that sensation to go away. We want those sensations to go away as quickly as possible. And so we do what we can to get rid of the feeling, like mindless distractions, overeating, self-punishing, overworking, overexercising, withholding self-care, isolating, and so on. That's a cycle that really doesn't serve us. It does not actually heal those wounds. It does not allow us to regulate our system, and it certainly is not in our own best interest. The shame or guilt or anxiety or hopelessness or whatever it is you're experiencing then only continues. But those uncomfortable experiences and feelings are actually important and are trying to tell us something, and we have to learn to listen to them and tolerate them long enough so we can heal, recover, take care of ourselves, figure out who we are, and live a conscious life. This is where I want to offer a few suggestions to begin this healing process. First, to heal, we have to take a moment to feel the sensations in our body, name it, locate it, recognize that it is temporary, tolerable, and that with a self-compassionate approach, we can guide ourselves through this. Like we would with a child, we get to reparent ourselves. Again, you might practice this with the previous memory you recalled. Name the emotion, locate it in your body. Do you feel it in your chest, stomach, in your head, shoulders, or anywhere else in your body? Lay your hands on that area and soothe it like you would soothe a child. You can remind yourself that you get to be human, that you are worthy just the way you are, that you deserve acceptance, love, forgiveness, and compassion. We don't want to cover up our emotions. We want to work with them and tend to them. This process is part of reparenting ourselves. Many of us did not get the care that we deserved along the way, and often continue to treat ourselves the way we were taught, rather than how we actually want to treat ourselves now. Second, I want to mention that if we are outside of our window of tolerance, meaning we can't think clearly enough to parent ourselves, we can use mindfulness strategies to get back into the window of tolerance, from where we can then function. This gives us a chance to get back into a calmer state, basically shifting from the fight or flight survival mode, the sympathetic nervous system, into the parasympathetic nervous system, where we can regulate our breathing, think clearly, tolerate negative emotions, and take care of ourselves with conscious choices rather than outdated patterns. There are tools we can use that can help us with nervous system regulation. Breathing techniques such as the double inhale, meaning you breathe in as deeply as possible, and then a little more, and then breathe out fully, is extremely calming to our system. Another helpful breathing exercise is when we breathe out 1 or 2 seconds longer than we breathe in. You can find your own rhythm with this. Count as you breathe in, pause, And as you breathe out, go for 1 or 2 seconds longer than the inhale. Pause and repeat. Again, these are strategies to calm our system, shift into the parasympathetic nervous system so we can tolerate negative experiences and emotions and work with them. Last, I want to mention here that it is important that we give ourselves permission to use the strategies that actually work for us individually to help us with this nervous system regulation. If you find that sitting still while doing breath work or meditation is too challenging, then you can tap into moving meditation, which is just as powerful as still meditation. When people have experienced trauma, suffer from anxiety, or are not comfortable with their body, still meditation can at times be excruciating, impossible, and even counterproductive. The premise of self-parenting and healing is that we can remain present in the moment with awareness to at first tolerate the experience and then tend to it with compassion. It is not possible to achieve this state of being if anxiety or a trauma response, such as overwhelm or helplessness, hijack that moment. When these are the circumstances, we have to shift to a type of meditation that achieves the purpose of present moment focus, and moving meditation can provide that, no matter how big or small the movement. In this case, you can use yoga movements such as a sun salute, simple stretching, going for a walk, or even just subtle movements as alternately tapping hands on thighs or fingertips on collarbones. We can consistently work with our mental health just as we consistently can work with our physical health. I feel that the more proactive, consistent, and engaged we are in tending to our emotions and mental health, the more we are able to thrive and prevent ourselves to slip into dysregulation or even live in a dysregulated state. Just as parenting children takes consistent and conscious effort, so does parenting ourselves. If you feel that anxiety, depression, or any other mental health struggles are interfering with your life and well-being, a licensed clinician can offer treatment modalities, insights, and tools to identify and recover from potential unresolved trauma, unhealed mental health challenges, or deeply ingrained patterns that might be too overwhelming to tackle alone. I integrate brain spotting into my therapy practice and therapeutic coaching and feel that it is an amazing treatment modality because I get to witness the deep healing qualities of a somatic approach for my clients that talking or reframing our thoughts alone cannot quite accomplish. I hope some of these insights and strategies are helpful to you, and thank you for having me.